Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Christine.
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Christine, this is Zach from Auto Body. How are you?
Oh, hey, good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. I wish I could say the same thing for your car, though. Got the results from your tune-up and everything.
It's bad.
It's not the best. So let me
Okay.
just go over some stuff with you, okay?
Okay.
First off, it was a little shocking that the fluid in your driver's seat was extremely low.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, the fluid that's in your driver's seat. You have heated seats.
Yeah.
And those seats are heated up by the fluid they put in when you buy your car. If it gets too low, then it can become a fire hazard, so.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. So we're gonna have to fill that seat back up with fluid, okay?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
All
For
right,
sure.
perfect. That's a smart choice. You don't want your car exploding while you drive somewhere.
No. Okay, let's do it.
It's going to cost $290 for both seats, okay?
You have my permission. Just do it right away. Yep.
Okay, will do. Also, I recommend that we replace the batteries in all four of your tires.
Batteries in my tires.
Yeah, these new cars have special AA batteries for your tires to keep them inflated at the minimum safety levels. If you don't change the batteries, you could crash.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah,
Okay.
it's really
Well,
serious stuff. These new cars are full of strange things like that.
how much is that going to cost, though?
Well, that's going to be about $149 to swap out all of those 16 AA batteries.
Okay. Well, we have to. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So we'll go ahead and change those AA batteries in your tires then. That's not including labor, but I think for your safety, it's worth it in the end.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I don't want to crash, so like I'll
Okay.
say whatever.
Good. And then another thing, the pressure in your steering wheel is dangerously low.
It is?
Yeah. Could you tell the steering wheel is getting softer?
Now that you said that, I did notice that it
Yeah.
feels softer. Is it supposed to, like,
No.
what is that?
No, that's also very dangerous. You have to pay attention to that. You don't want to get it all floppy in your hands, and then before you know it, it's just like squishy and you can't steer.
What? I've never heard of this. Is it because it's a brand new car? Like, is that a new thing?
It's a new safety thing they have in the cars. All the steering wheels are inflated, kind of like a balloon, to a certain pressure level. And then if that goes down, they can get floppy on you and you can't steer.
It's just that the things that you told me, like, it's just starting to add up. So
Yeah.
how much is this, like, how much is this going to cost now?
Well, these new cars and all their technology can be expensive.
So you think, like, we have to do it,
I think
right?
so. It's not illegal for us to let you drive off like that, but I just wouldn't feel right in my heart.
No, I really appreciate it. I really, like that's scary.
Yeah, it is really
Yeah.
scary. Okay, so there's one more issue, and this is the biggest issue, and you can tell me if you want to do this or not, but your transmission is kind of on the fritz.
This is a new car. What, how is that already on the fritz?
The thing about these new cars, so many working parts. And the transmission on your car is made up of about 1,000 rubber bands and three medium-sized wheels, kind of like hamster wheels. Can you picture what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can picture it.
Yeah. That's a lot of rubber bands and wheels.
Okay, but what does that even mean? I'm not really great with cars, so.
I'll paint a scenario for you, okay? The way your transmission is, one of those wheels gets a little rusty, snaps one of the rubber bands. Next thing you know, they're all popping. Like you're gonna be driving down the road, and basically your transmission's gonna fall apart, and rubber bands are gonna be flying everywhere. It's
Oh my
very.
God.
I know, I know. I wish,
Well,
you
why
know,
didn't they tell me that at the dealership?
I don't know. You know what? Maybe just somebody trying to make a sale.
Yeah, because
Because.
it seems like every important thing is just breaking now at the same time. I got
Yeah.
now the wheel, the transmission, the batteries. Like, this is
Yeah, and
just.
don't forget about the liquid in your seats.
Okay, this is a lot.
It is
What
a
is this?
lot. I know. I feel like you got kind of screwed here. So after we go through all the prices, I'll cut you a deal, I promise, because I feel bad.
Thank you so much. It's just really sweet of you because you don't have to do that. And
Yeah. Well, no, you know what? We like to look out for our customers. We would never screw anybody over here.
you're amazing. Listen, I have to do it, right? Like,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't want the liquid in my seats to like make the car go on fire.
Hey, Danielle.
What are you laughing at? I don't
I
understand.
can't do this anymore. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
It's a joke. Your friend Kathleen set you up.
I don't get it.
It's a joke. Your friend wanted us to prank phone call you. She told us that your car was in the shop and that you don't know a lot about cars.
What? Oh my God. I'm going to kill her.
I was actually just going to come up with a bunch of ridiculous things and see if you got angry at me, but you actually believed me.
Oh my God. Wait, so what about the liquid in my seats?
There is no liquid in your seats. I promise.
Oh my God.
Hey, Danielle.
Dad.
Danielle, the next time you go get anything done in your car, please consult me first, okay?
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.